passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Think of the great names of early Texas history, and Davy Crockett or Sam Houston might come to mind. But at Sabine Pass Battleground State Park and Historic Site, it's Lieutenant Dick Dowling and his men who are remembered.
Well, Dick Dowling was the commander of a group of Confederate artillerymen who saved the state from Union invasion during the Civil War. He was the leader of a group of men who fought off the Union Navy when they were attempting to land and invade the Sabine Pass.
Jonathan Plant is the interpreter at Sabine Pass. This weekend, the park, located just south of Port Arthur, will celebrate Dowling's victory on the 142nd anniversary of this famous battle.
We are going to have a battle reenactment twice a day, both Saturday and Sunday. We'll have two different reenactments. We are bringing in a full-scale replica of the Confederate submarine Hunley. That's going to be on the grounds for people to look at and enjoy. And, of course, we'll have drills. The camps will be open for the public to visit. Living historians will be doing different demonstrations throughout the day. I think we may also have an execution of a deserter.
To learn more about Dick Dowling and the Sabine Pass Battleground State Park and Historic Site, come to passporttotexas.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.